We now take another look at Prop 8 this morning and why you might consider voting against it with VP of Health Policy at the National Kidney Foundation, Tanya Sasser. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, why is the National Kidney Foundation opposing Proposition 8?
First, I just want to let your listeners know that the National Kidney Foundation is an independent voice for patients. We haven't joined either the Yes or the No campaign, but we do strongly believe that Prop 8 is dangerous for patients. Prop 8 will result in cuts to care, sending rebates to private insurance companies, not publicly taxpayer-funded programs like Medi-Cal or Medicaid or Medicare. Most patients are on Medicare, and about a third also have Medi-Cal coverage. So most dialysis patients have some sort of public insurance. Those public programs are unaffected by Prop 8. Prop 8 only caps private insurance companies' payments to dialysis clinics and returns that money beyond the cap back to private insurance, again, not to taxpayers. So we are very concerned that this will really result in cuts to the patient access to care, reduce quality of care, as dialysis facilities are likely to close clinics, particularly in rural and underserved areas, causing overcrowded facilities, overworked facility staff, and cuts to services for patients. Dialysis is critical to a patient's survival. Without dialysis or a kidney transplant, somebody that has kidney failure would die. Mm-hmm. The National Kidney Foundation, again, an independent voice asking the public to please vote no.
Now, what about Prop 8 and healthcare workers? What does the National Kidney Foundation, and when you look at Prop 8, what kind of impact does this have on healthcare workers?
I think Prop 8 on healthcare workers will actually cause healthcare workers to be overburdened as facilities are closed and less dialysis facilities are available to patients. There could be overcrowded dialysis facilities causing an increased burden on dialysis facility staff. We do not believe that Prop 8 is actually forcing dialysis clinics to reinvest in staff. We believe these are cuts to care and cuts to dialysis facility payments and will result in cuts to care.
Now, are there better ways to manage patient costs?
Better manage patient costs? So most patients, as I stated, receive either Medicare or Medi-Cal coverage or both, and that's unique. Any patient that has kidney failure, most are eligible for Medicare coverage. So most have some sort of public coverage. Now private insurance will also cover dialysis for a certain amount of time for most patients that have private insurance coverage. And they may pay a co-insurance, or they may pay very little out of pocket for dialysis services.
But it is something, this Proposition 8 is something that the National Kidney Foundation independently is saying that is not a great idea.
No, we think this is a big gamble with patients' lives and will result in cuts to care.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
That is Tanya Sasser. She is the Vice President of Health Policy at the National Kidney Foundation, who is urging voters to vote against Prop 8.